Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 13, 2022. This is our monthly individual and group healing call where everybody gets the healing, whether they're in the hot seat or not. So we'll start as always by creating, excuse me, our sacred container and do an embodied awakening. And then we'll have people first come, first serve, come into the hot seat for individual focus for healing. And as I said, everyone's going to get plenty of healing juice anyway, whether you're live or on the recording. So as always, please give us your full attention. This supports you and everyone else. And if you have to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. So I invite you to close your eyes and just be really receptive. Feel energy moving if you feel it. If not, just feel your breath come and go and we'll set up the container. Spirit song sends her love. Pachamama, mama kia, wirakocha, inti, kuichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call embodied awakening, embodied unconditional love and Christ consciousness, maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the hugging saint, ayahuasca, Daime, Yahe, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay. If you have any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent you'd like to call, please do that now. Feeling good? Very nice. Thank you all. Okay, so now let's do embodied awakening. So we're all at our best for the healing work to come. So I invite you in a moment to repeat the following to your higher self. As we'll call it, into your body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Please repeat after me now if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become passive. If you feel energy coming in, just observe it, witness it, let it do its thing on its own. I recommend you don't use any willpower or intention, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. If you get distracted, just come back to this passive awareness of energy or breath. Let the distraction do its thing in the background if it continues. And use the least effort that allows you to feel what's happening. If zero effort's enough, say it's zero. Otherwise, use the very minimum effort that allows you to feel energy or breath. Yeah, that's some sweet energy right there. Just relax and let that come on in. Thank you, allies. So if you're in embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's your situation, just relax and be passive. If not, stay completely passive and let it come to you as much as serves highest good. You don't have to be all the way there to do what we're doing. Just let it move the needle as much as it can. All right, it feels good. All right, so we are ready to do our healing work. Let me allow unmuting. Oh, it's already allowed. All right. So this is first come, first served. So anyone who wishes to unmute and be in the hot seat first, just go for it. You do have to interact with me live by voice to be in the hot seat. Someone who's willing to speak at least. Come on up. Deanna, hi.
Hi. When I got on this call, I was tuned into a kink in my low back that I woke up with this morning. Mm-hmm. But as we were just winding down, winding up in the last 3 minutes, a recurring pain in, it would be the, so it was the left side low back. It's the right side upper back behind the shoulder blade. I haven't felt it in 2 days and now I'm feeling it. So I think that's the main focus.
So the upper right back area tension is
upper right back. I think the low left and the upper right back are both connected. They feel.
Why don't we work them both?
I'll take it. Absolutely. I'll be open for it.
I think the allies are up for that. Okay.
Thank you.
So thank you. So, so now anyone who's not Deanna is hopefully going to do the following. You're going to do this whether you're live or on the recording, because we're all linked up beyond time and space on these events. So what I'm going to ask you to do is do it by the book, Energy Flow Invocation, passively. So you're going to ask the energy to flow through you for her highest good, and you're going to relax. I'm going to ask you not to visualize. I'm going to ask you not to use effort to flow energy. Just be the hollow reed, be the passive pipe, and let's see how that works. That, in our experience, has worked the best for being the conduit for energy. So everyone who's not Deanna, I invite you now to, we'll go ahead and speak the intention, and then we'll chill and let it run. So if you're willing, I invite you to repeat after me now, out loud if possible, silently if you must. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Deanna's highest good. Let the discomfort in her back, upper right shoulder, and lower left back, both areas she mentioned, let them receive the most complete healing that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Okay, so having said the words, now relax, be passive. And y'all just be passive pipeline, let it come through you. Just relax and let the divine take care of it using your body as pipeline. And Deanna, of course, you just be fully passive and receive. Oh, here it comes. You feel that?
I do.
Good. So y'all are doing great. Just stay relaxed, stay passive, and let's all let the allies do it for us and through us for Deanna's benefit. Yep, that's a strong flow. It's showing that we, ones who are conduit, are doing a great job staying open, and also shows Deanna is doing a great job being open to it. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of heat in the feet. So you're definitely flushing some heavy energy now, Deanna, based on what I'm feeling. Just let it release.
I feel the heat coming in through my my neck is off to the side, so it feels like it's coming in the front, right above that right shoulder.
Cool.
And flushing out the feet.
Good. Just let it do its thing. And anyone involved, if you find your body shaking, vibrating, trembling, if you're called to make sound or cry or whatever, move the body in a certain way, that's all fine. If it kind of wants to happen on its own, then let it rip. <sighs> Did you just feel that significant energy shift in your body there, Deanna?
I did, and they had me turn my head the other way.
Good. All right.
This side's a little tighter, but they're doing something with it.
Yep. Just let them do their thing. They're super smart. They know what you need more than you do or any of us do.
And if you hear that crinkling, it's not a bag of chips. It's my dog and her crinkly toy.
That's fine. We'll just doggedly pursue your healing.
Yeah, she normally sleeps through these, and she got active as soon as the energy started.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. It looks like they're shaking you up pretty good right now. Is that true, Deanna?
Yep.
Yeah,
they're turning my head.
Yeah, and there's energy moving in a lot of areas of your body, isn't there?
Yeah. At first, it felt very warm and smooth, and it doesn't feel as warm and smooth anymore. It like feels jaggedy.
Yeah, they're needing to intensify it to shake some things up so they can clear them out. So just let them do their thing.
Oh, there's that mosquito feel, or the bee, honeybee or something. Oh,
good. Go with it. Those of you who are conduit, please remember to just stay passive. Again, no visualizing, no effort from the ego. Just be the hollow reed. Let the energy come through you. So is that a noticeable altered state coming on there, Deanna?
Not yet. It's still pretty uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's still pretty intense.
All right. Stay with it. I guess that altered state is just for me.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I suspect I'm not the only one feeling it. Oh, they're saying I have to be put into that state to be a more effective conduit. Okay.
Yeah, this is much more intense. It's moving around a little bit, but now it's in my head and feels like it's pushing out.
Good. Yeah, there's obviously a lot of related areas they need to get to.
Yep.
And I'm sensing that already some of the people who are not Deanna are starting to receive healing as well. So if you're one of those people who's noticing that you're getting some healing effect, just relax and know that you can totally be the conduit for Deanna and be receiving healing for yourself all at the same time. Just be chill, relax, and let it all work at the same time.
I'm getting the words ancestral. So I'm wondering if this chip, because it's really connected to this right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a chip on the shoulder.
Ah, okay.
And I'm feeling like it goes way back.
Could be.
I'm good with healing it so it doesn't have to go forward.
Good.
Now there's pressure in the center of my chest. Again, it feels like it's pushing out in all directions.
Okay, good. Stay with it. I'm feeling some strong flushing out the feet.
Yeah, I'm really focused on the upper body because it's quite uncomfortable.
Okay, stay with it. Is it overwhelming?
Nope.
Good. They won't do that.
Right on the edge.
Yeah.
But nope, it's good.
No, they'll never cross that line. So just relax and stay open. And I'm being shown that some people on the call are processing heavy energy for you. So.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. So if you feel heavy energy coming through you, just relax and let it come through. Those who are capable will be put to that service. And again, no one who's serving in that way will get overwhelmed either.
So now the shoulder muscles are contracting and releasing in different ways, and the head pressure is lightening.
Good.
So it's changing dynamic.
All right, good. When we said this or something better, they took us at our word, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they just released a lot of it. It feels like slower moving and much more gentle.
Good.
There's a weird sensation behind the right shoulder, but the pain is, it's not a pain. It's I'm feeling like it's more energy coming in and refilling what was left empty.
Good. So
like cleared something out and now they're refilling it.
Lovely.
This or something better, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to congratulate everyone who's holding space live and on the recording. That's really a solid field we're holding here. So well done, everybody. Just stay chill and relaxed and it'll continue.
Remember? Now there's an intense heaviness in my lower arms.
Okay.
It's warmth, but like a huge gravitational pull.
Hmm.
No discomfort, just an interesting gravitational pull.
Okay, good. Is that energy flushing out your hands now?
Yeah, there just I'm feeling it as a lot of warmth, so yes.
Good.
Probably flushing out the hands.
All right.
It's more interesting and fascinating.
Okay.
You know, it's like a magnet pulling your arms to the earth filled with warmth and Yeah, it's just a pull.
Okay, good. Let it be so.
Yes.
Did you just experience a noticeable shift of consciousness right there?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, good. Yeah, they're lightening you up now.
And that was almost like a light switch. Mm-hmm. That was just an instantaneous shift.
Felt to me like an enlightened switch.
Ah. yes. Huh. Now the lightness has spread to my lower arms and fingers. They're filled with white light now.
Good.
And they're light. The pull is gone. The gravitational pull is gone.
Okay, good. I feel like they're wrapping up your healing round here.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Well, let's wait till they're really done. There. Does that feel complete right there?
It does. Yep.
So
now my toes are filled with light.
Hey. How does your back feel?
Good. Very good.
All right, beautiful.
I feel like my lower back could use a stretch, like I need to get on the floor and do a stretch.
That's fine.
The right shoulder, upper back feels good. Feels really good.
Good.
Yeah.
In my sense, unless you feel differently, I feel like they gave you what you needed there.
I feel that as well. So thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. We're off to an awesome start. Thank you, Deanna, for boldly stepping up and being our first hot seat.
And my pleasure. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before we wrap up your round?
Nope, I think that's good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so I'm going to mute Deanna. And we're ready for our next volunteer. Unmute yourself. And Anjali, hi.
Hi. So hi. Before I take a turn, I just wanted to say something really interesting, holding space for Deanna there. In the beginning, when there was a moment where you both said it intensified and that there was a sound like a buzzing, like a bee or something.
Okay.
I had just prior to that, my guides had been like, they give me healing sounds. And mm-hmm. So over here, the sound they were giving me was a low buzzing that I had to verbalize. And so I was over here holding a long buzzing. And so it was so interesting. I just had to share that. So they made me a busy bee. Normally I just flow, but they made that sound very clear. It had to be audible. So for my moment in the hot seat, mm-hmm. theme of life continues to be launching into a life purpose.
Okay.
I continue to have this incredible amount of enthusiasm and desire to manifest and all the tools and all the everything. And I still can't quite figure out exactly what I'm supposed to be moving on. And, right. and I work on it constantly. And I just some illumination of path or gosh, where do I put all the energy? That's the thing that just keeps grabbing me. So
we'll call for clarity of life purpose.
That'd be wonderful.
All right. You ready?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. You just chill and relax. And everyone else, please repeat after me, starting now. Allies, please flow the energy through us to help Anjali have maximum clarity on her life purpose and where she should be focusing her energy now. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Okay, let the words go and just chill and be the passive pipeline for Anjali. Whoa, that is a strong current. Woo.
Yeah, it was instant even before you finished calling it.
Right, so we're doing great. Everyone just relax and let it happen.
Thank you.
That's like rapids.
Yeah, you're going to hear me making a lot of noises. It's very physical moving through.
You be as vocal as you want.
Like my back is fully arched up right now. Like I'm laying down and I'm fully arched because it's just really strong. It's great.
Good. Just go for it. Well, you can hold a lot of energy. So they're giving you your capacity.
Yeah, they're shaking a lot of energy from the head all the way down the center line. It's like they're trying to line things up, but they got to shake it up to do it.
By all means.
My feet are shaking like crazy, so I know I'm clearing out.
I'm shaking too. It's all good.
Hmm. Yeah, the frequency just changed.
I felt it. It's a lot more calm.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's almost like an energetic weighted blanket just got laid over me.
Good.
It's going to ride that.
It's worth waiting for.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely some underlying heart work going on because I can feel a rawness kind of just getting gently worked.
Mm-hmm. They've been giving me some download for you as well. I'll share that now.
Thank you.
Keep receiving though. They're saying they're inspiring you, but the critical piece is you making a decision about what to do. They can flow inspiration, but Anjali must decide. Anjali must be the one who declares a path and walks it. They're reminding you about the SETGEFN acronym, SETTGEFN. Safe enough to try, good enough for now.
Ah, shit. That's all that every day. Oh! Right. All right. yep.
So remember, you're not declaring what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. You're just saying, this is what I'm going to do for now.
Okay.
So, they're saying what's been missing is you making a clear and definitive decision about the current direction. There's a big fear about making the wrong choice.
Yeah.
But sometimes the right path is making the quote wrong choice and moving and getting momentum. And then through experience, seeing what adjustments need to be made. They're saying it's better to have momentum in the wrong direction than taking no action in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then they're trying to inspire you with the correct path, but don't delay action for fear of not getting it exactly right. There is no exactly right. There is starting off and being guided. my own life as a classic example. You know, at the age of 41, I finally left the corporate world and became a singer-songwriter. And I thought that was the path I was going to be walking for a long time, but it shifted. And I went to astrologer. I dropped the singer-songwriter. And then shamanic healer added on, and then life coach, and Awakening Plus showed up, and, you know, and the invocations appeared magically. And, you know, all these unexpected things happened once I started following my life purpose the best I knew how. I was Seth Geffen all over the place. And I would add or adjust or drop things as I went. But they taught me that momentum is of critical importance. It's just get your ass in gear and start doing something, you know? And then once you're in motion, it's way easier for them to start opening doors for you. So they wanted me to put some strong emphasis on that idea for you.
Yeah, I received that. Thank you.
Yeah, and they're saying there's others on the call who needed to hear that too.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little rumbling of just having the courage to step out. Yeah. Like that's the new little just courage. Courage and confidence when making a decision can be hard. So again, I'm just working on that.
If you need inspiration, there's a wonderful movie. It's called What About Bob with Bill Murray. It's hilarious. And also a wonderful sort of a guy who seems to have nothing going for him, but he's just unstoppably persistent about going for what he wants. Little baby steps. He just takes them, and eventually he ends up with all of his desires met, even though he appears to be the least capable person of ever achieving them. So it's a great movie for both inspiration and comic relief at the same time. It's one of the best comedies ever, in my opinion. All right, they're doing some, woo, that's intense.
They're stirring for sure.
Yeah, they're also showing me you in a past life made a decision about something and it appeared to turn out catastrophically. So there's a deep soul wound about making a strong choice and having it blow up in your face. So
oh, wow.
There might be some shadow work needing to be done on that wounded part that's still there in you, who did make a strong choice and then apparently, you know, had bad consequences. So that part may need some healing on the way.
Yeah, I feel like I just got connected to that emotion.
Okay.
I'll definitely do work tonight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that wants to just shake and bawl and scream.
And remember, in the membership, there's the self-guided internal family systems therapy course, and it can take you all the way to the wounded part, unburden it, and reintegrate it back. So I've had a number of members have really good experiences with that. So if that course is helpful, then that could be a tool for that. Or if
definitely.
The healing awakening just shakes it out and that gets it done, then that may be all you need. Or whatever works for you. So it's still a little intense, but it just calmed down quite a bit there, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's the little watcher self in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can definitely see like some of it's me, but some of it's the not me part that you just mentioned. Yeah. And so it's like a little bit of a watcher, and it's just sitting here kind of like breathing heavily and like looking around and just going, is it safe? Is it safe? Is it safe? And the more it sees that it's safe, it just, the breathing becomes more and more stabilized.
Good. Yeah, that part is a protector.
Yeah.
It's watching over for that wounded part that got burned in a past life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, my channel stuff, these are just my best, you know, ability to share information.
Yeah, that resonated strong when you said it. Yeah. Just got real calm. That part just kind of chilled out.
Okay, good.
I just feel kind of a new, kind of that heavy knockout energy that kind of knocks out the, so if I go quiet for a minute, that's just that energy taken.
Yeah. And they're telling me if you don't receive the inspiration, is because it's being blocked by the wounded part who's terrified of taking any course of action at all. So it's like that part of you is grabbing the information and hiding it from you. So if you still lack clarity on a path, then do serious healing work on that part that got burned by taking a strong stance in a prior life. And once that part is healed, it'll stop grabbing the information and hiding it from you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it just got real deep. That part was listening as you were speaking. So it's...
Yeah. Yeah, so it, you know, as always, all wounded parts think they're helping. And this part is trying to save you the disappointment that it experienced by taking definitive action and having a bad consequence. So it thinks it's helping you by stopping you. So you're going to have to unburden it and reintegrate it to get past it.
Yeah, it's going deep on the... I only cough and did a little silent squeal screams like that when it's real deep clearing.
Good. Good. Yeah, whatever sound needs to come out is fine. Again, big thanks to everyone. I feel the space is being held really well.
Yeah, thank you. Live around the recording.
Y'all are doing a fantastic job being conduits. Well done. Shamanism gets noisy sometimes. So, Anjali, be sure you're completely relaxed now.
Okay.
Go to zero effort, please. There you go. You know, they're moving toward wrapping up your healing round. So just relax and let them do their final bit here.
Yeah, I just hear them saying they're setting me up for a second round because I'll be doing more work tonight.
Good. And they're also throwing a wave of healing energy to everyone else right now. So everyone else, if you just feel that and open to that as well. A little thank you for holding space so well for Anjali. So everyone's getting healing right now. As always, customized for each person's highest good. Yeah, nice field right there.
Yeah.
Anjali, do you feel complete with your healing round?
I do, yeah. Thank you all so much.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm pretty altered. Okay. All right. Thanks very much. So, next, unmute if you want to be next on the hot seat. you're on a phone, unmuting is star 6. Kristen, hi.
Hi. Well.
Oh, she's gone. Unmute again. There you go.
I'm here. I think that's indicative of how things go, being willing to take the first step, and then the resistance crops up.
All right.
So
how can we help you?
I feel like I know what I need to do, mm-hmm. but the resistance keeps me waiting, waiting for things to get easier, less painful. And so I would like to, as much as possible, remove that resistance or alter my character so that I'm able to do what I need to do.
Okay. All right. I think removing the resistance will be a far easier ask mm-hmm. than altering your character. That's a little bigger job. Can you be specific about, are you willing to be any more specific about the resistance?
Yes. So very specifically, I feel that my next step is to start offering my own courses.
Okay.
And also, I'd like to exercise regularly and improve my eating habits. But these things have been very difficult to do.
Okay.
I'll start and stop.
Okay. So there's a part of you jumping in and sort of short sabotaging the efforts.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or physical pain will come up, or emotions will come up, et cetera.
Okay. It sounds to me like you've got a very similar thing happening that Anjali does.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a part that for some reason feels like it needs to stop you for your own good kind of thing.
Yes.
I just got a huge hit on fear of failure. Is that in your mind also? Concerned that you're going to put all this effort into it and it's not going to work out anyway and it would all be a waste. Is there anything?
Well, yes, that's it. I feel like there have been so many instances in the past where I feel like this is it. I finally done it. And it's like you're riding the bicycle and you go for a while and then everything collapses.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like that's happened so many times. A part of me is like, I don't want to think that I've got it only to find out that I don't, and I have to start from square one again.
Okay. All right. They're telling me to just share a little bit of wisdom before we jump into the healing itself. It's all process. I'll just use Awakening Plus itself as an example. I mean, there were like, I think, 3 versions of it before the version called Awakening Plus started up. That was the first paid version. And I did all this research and learning and launched it with what I thought was, oh, it's amazing. And then I pretty quickly, man, there's all these shortcomings and flaws. And then about a year later, I did another kind of reboot, major relaunch, and it was better. And now there's going to be yet another reinvention of the membership in the next few months, the way it's, you know, marketed and described, and the membership itself will improve. So, you know, each time I launched the membership or took it to the next level, I was giving it the best I knew how. And yet then I got that going and then I could say, oh my God, there's even more. And it never stops. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not nearly as successful as it's going to be, but you know, it's as good as I've been able to make it so far. And your own projects in the same way. It's like, okay, you're going to get it up and rolling to a certain degree. And then you're going to see the shortcomings, what needs help, what needs fixing, what needs release, what needs, you know, new stuff. And mm-hmm. just that's how it works. In business, they have what's called the minimum viable product. You just get it out there in very basic form enough to be worth paying something for, and then you start getting feedback on it. And either, you know, people who you're serving tell you how it can be better and you keep making those endless improvements, or your own experience shows you what needs fixing next. Does that make sense?
Yes. A follow-up question, comment on that. I feel like one of the natural things that I could offer is healing work, but question about what is the actual minimum valuable product, because I feel like a lot of times people in the healing world overpromise mm-hmm. and people have lofty expectations about the types of results that they're going to receive,
right,
which may or may not be accurate. And so I'm trying to figure out or find out what is.
Okay, I'll just give you now, as a healing professional myself, you know, I had to face that question as well. what you can do is say, here, have you done healing work with a number of people already? I mean, do you and have you had feedback or testimonials saying what they experienced as the positive results of the work?
I don't have written testimonials, but yes, people have told me some of the things that they've experienced.
All right. So you, what you can say is, you know, clients have experienced these benefits. Mm-hmm. And you can speak truthfully. People have gotten this good stuff. And it wouldn't hurt to go out and get some of those things in writing or on video or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can say, people have experienced this. These are the benefits you might receive from my healing work. Right. Mm-hmm. And you have to make clear that you can't guarantee a thing. I do the same thing on my shamanic healing page. I say, you know, I can't guarantee any particular outcome. We'll just do our best. Okay. Mm-hmm. And no healer can guarantee anything. Okay. So that's we all have to work with that. So just let people know these are the things that people have experienced. These are the potential benefits you might get. Mm-hmm. And I'll do my best. And that's kind of what you do. Does that make sense?
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that way you're not promising something. You can't guarantee anything as a healer, but you can say, these are the things that have happened. I'll do my best. And that's kind of how it works. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And then you can throw in your certifications and modalities and all that also. But, you know, the critical thing is let them know how you might be able to help them.
Okay.
And especially if you have a particular specialty, if there's a particular type of healing that you're really focused on, really, you know, niche it. You know, let people know this is the thing I really specialize in. Mm-hmm. So that you can, you know, really get those people who are drawn to the particular niche of healing that you do, if you do have a niche like that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like to say, if you have a niche, scratch it. And it's a basic principle of marketing. The more you niche and specialize and really narrow down exactly the kind of thing you do and exactly the kind of person you serve, the more successful you're going to be. Mm-hmm. You actually be more successful being very targeted in the type of client you want and the type of thing you do than if you try to be everything to everybody.
Okay. So, well, that's given me a jumping off point. I'm going to go back and ask the people more specifically what they have noticed. Mm-hmm. So I'll pay closer attention to that. And I do feel comfortable with the language that you've suggested.
Yeah. And what I do sometimes, like when I was doing the latest Awakening Plus revision, I got on Zoom calls with a lot of members and I asked them very specifically, what benefit have you gained from being in Awakening Plus? Mm-hmm. And be as specific as possible. Let me know what was the challenge and how did Awakening Plus help you with it? Mm-hmm. And a number of those videos are, you know, on the sales page, you know, when people go to awakeningplus.com to learn about it, you know, I just took the very best snippets and cut little videos out of them, you know? So, you know, I get on Zoom and work with the person because, you know, asking someone to write a testimonial, they might, most times they won't, or if they do, it won't be very good because, you know, writing a testimonial is a fine art. But if you're there coaching them in live and you're getting the video too, and then after if you get to push, here's how I cut it and here's may I use it this way, then mm-hmm. with you coaching them so you're getting the kind of testimonial you need, then you're going to get your best outcome. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So I didn't mean to turn this into a marketing call, but maybe someone on the call is going to get benefit from what I just said too. But you know, that was just, they told me you need that concrete information to help you move forward. But now let's do the energetic work. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. So resistance to offering your own courses, exercising. So you got just a resistant part. Okay. So you just become passive, please. And everyone else, let's do the healing part. So please repeat after me. Allies, please flow the energy through me. For Kristen's highest good. To clear or heal the resistance. To offering her own courses. Exercising regularly, eating better, mastering fear of failure, clearing all resistance that does not serve her highest good. To to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Starting now, thank you. All right, that's enough words. Relax and be a hollow reed. Just let it come through. Do you feel that energy, Kristen?
I do.
Good. Just used a super passive. Just let it come and just receive, okay? Do you feel that altered state there, Kristen?
Oh, yes.
Good. Just relax and let them, yeah, they want to move you pretty deeply into the divine realm. So please just relax and allow them to shift you deeper. Yeah. They want me to share with you one of the strategies to get past all the resistance is to have most of you not be your human self. If you're holding a strong embodied awakening and most of you is the part of you that's always in equanimity, always in flow, always knowing what to do, then whatever parts of you are resisting at the human level will be way less of an obstacle. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so really cultivating that embodied awakening very consistently is going to help a lot as part of your strategy here, if you're open to doing that.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm feeling a lot of sorrow and sadness. Yeah, so if you're feeling that too, just let that flush through. I'm sensing sadness about failure, things that haven't worked out like you hoped they would, grieving the loss of dreams. So if any of that's happening, just let that be there. Don't fight it. You tend to squash those feelings when they come up, don't you?
I do. Even now, I don't feel that. I just feel peaceful, but I do feel...
All right. So it looks like me and possibly others are feeling that on your behalf. So you're getting a surrogate healing on that. But just know that at some point you probably will feel that. And allow yourself to feel those darker emotions. That's really important. If you squash them, they'll never heal. So part of your process is to be able to sit with the challenging emotions. You know, I'm a big advocate of calling healing invocation and having your higher self clear them at the fastest rate that serves highest good, not just marinating them forever. But don't repress them. You have to feel them to heal them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. If you haven't yet done the invocation course in the membership, it goes into all that and how to work with those using invocation. So if you haven't yet done that or really got that in your psyche that might be really helpful when those more challenging feelings come up. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you see how you got a certain depth into the divine realm and then you kind of, there's a resistance to going any deeper? Do you feel that? They got a layer that's blocking deeper movement into divine awareness? Are you conscious of
that? No, I'm not. I just...
Okay. All right, so if you have any awareness of this, do it, but the rest of us will do it for you. So anyone else who's also empathically feeling that layer of resistance that's blocking her movement deeper into divine union, everyone just be conscious of that resistant layer and merge with it. Good. And just for a moment, just be the resistance. Really experience it fully. A little longer. And now everybody just relax and go to zero effort. Just chill 100%. There. Are you feeling a little deeper movement into consciousness there, Kristen?
Yes.
Good. So, yeah. So we did that for you if you weren't aware of it. So that's a great strategy when you feel resistance of any kind, when you're doing an inner process. Just be the resistance completely for a moment. And then just chill, relax, and then the resistance relaxes with you and the door is open to going deeper. So just enjoy that deeper level right there. Yeah, what they're doing, what I said a moment ago about if you're more embodied awakened, then the resistant parts don't have as much power over you. They're trying to deepen your core awakening here. So just relax and let yourself just go deep, deep, deep. Simply by doing nothing and letting them do it for you. There you go. Okay, there's another resistance layer. So once again, Kristen, if you feel it, if not, everyone else will do it for you. Everyone who feels that resistance, become it, please. Just merge with it. And relax to zero. There we go. So, Kristen, if you're not already at absolute zero effort, just drop to that now. Don't even hold a focus. Just relax completely. There you go. Beautiful. So you feel how solidly you're in that divine realm right there?
Yes.
So just be that from now. Bringing that back to your physical body. They're going to put as much of that vibration into your body as they can without overdoing it. So you just remain passive while they just saturate your body with that frequency. Again, only as much as the body can handle. They'll never, ever overwhelm. So you just stay passive while they take care of that. Little heart chakra clearing en route. So a little bit of clearing may happen as they do this because certain frequencies would prevent this energy coming in. So they're going to have to do some spot clearing as they do this. So if you feel little clearings or little challenging things come up, just be with them but stay totally passive and just let them do it, okay?
Okay.
Nice. Feel how luminous your body is now?
Well, now I'm feeling more of that resistance, like clearing some head stuff and some heart stuff, and feeling a bit of that sadness.
Good. So are you able to just feel it without resisting it? Can you do that?
Yes.
Good. So just be with it. And if you're with it and you feel a resistance and the resistance isn't automatically releasing after a moment, then just fall back to zero effort and that should take it out. Okay? Does that strategy make sense to you?
I feel like I'm at zero, but sometimes I still feel the tension and difficulties.
That's okay. But just when that happens, just become one with the challenging energy. Just merge with it completely. And then after a moment, just go back to zero. Okay? Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Okay. Are you feeling any resistance at this very moment?
I feel some, I guess I'm calling tension in my head and neck area, some tightness, resistance.
Okay. All right, good. So I want you to put your complete attention where you feel that tension. Are you completely there with the tension as it is?
Yes.
So just merge with it, be one with the tension, not changing it, just really being present with it, feeling it completely with no filter. Are you there with the tension 100%? Just holding awareness of it exactly as it is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. Stay with it a moment longer. Again, you're not changing anything. You're just being it. Okay. Okay. Now, zero. Drop your focus and simply do nothing. Just go to no effort at all. No focus. You're dropping your focus on the tension. You're just being now. There you go. Feel what's happening? Is there a shift in what's happening with the tension now?
It's still there, but perhaps it's resolving itself. So I'll just continue to sit and follow the breath.
Yeah, yeah. You got the idea. I know this is all new to you and it's a little clumsy right now, but I believe with a little practice that may be helpful. So it's if you understand the basic idea, you can keep practicing that on your own. But am I correct that you are, and if I'm wrong, let me know, but my empathic perception is you're now feeling quite a bit more divine energy in your body than when we started your healing round. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. So just, we're going to wrap up your healing round here in a moment. So just feel the energy that's permeating your body now. And just be with it. Give it your full attention. Do you feel more like a being of energy than a being of flesh right now?
I feel both.
Good. Okay, so just feel whatever there is. And I know that they've done as much as they can to move you in the directions I was describing. And they're specifically saying, if you will go back to the recording after I post it tomorrow and redo your section here, that... Mm-hmm. They will keep taking the process deeper as you keep working with the recording and you get better at what I'm describing. You'll find that the recording itself will take you deeper and deeper into the same healing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that archive will be waiting for you to help you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see if we're done. You feel complete with the round for now?
I'm not sure, but
okay. All right, well, let's put it, is there anything that feels like it just has to be dealt with before we close your part of the work here?
No.
Okay, all right. So they're saying the resolution will come later as you work with the recording, or after this event is done, if you want to stay working with the allies after that, they'll hang around for you. You know, I'm going to dismiss them, but you could just call them back. Do you know how to call in your divine allies to work with you on healing stuff?
Well, I know the invocations you do at the beginning, so I assume that I can repeat the same thing.
Yeah. But again, do you already have particular allies that you work with, either personally or for the healing work you do for others?
I don't tend to call on allies. No, only with this work.
Okay. All right. And again, if you're able to do effective work without them, that's fine. I personally find them to be tremendously helpful in both my own personal work and working for others. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, there's a course in Awakening Plus, your divine allies, how to work with them, something or other. But, you know, you'll see it. So they are totally available. And whether you want to work with, you know, power animals or archangels or angels or, you know, sacred mountains or whatever your ally thing is, you know, gods and beings of various religions, you know, you've got a whole smorgasbord of beings just waiting to help you for yourself or in your work with others. So, I personally find it super helpful. Not everyone does it that way. Some people just call on the nameless divine energy and leave it at that. And that works too. But, whatever works for you, do that. But again, the Course in Awakening Plus will explain to you how to do that. And if you're so called, then, it might be worth a try if you're open to that. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'll check it out.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, Kristen, it's been awesome to work with you. Thanks for stepping up and giving us such a fascinating experience.
Thank you. And thanks, everyone.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. We have time for one more person. So we're going to, you know, stop around the 90-minute mark. Don't want to wear everyone out, but we have one more opening if someone wants to unmute and be in the hot seat now. You've been polite long enough. Someone jump in. Everyone else has had their chance.
I would like to jump in if I can.
Patricia, hi.
Yeah, hi.
How can we help you?
I'm still I feel much better than when I started, but still the heart thing and my hands are all messed up.
Okay, so what's happening with your heart and your hands?
There's a pain in my heart and I follow it down. My hands right now, I've got this big old, let me show you. I've got this big old, wait a minute. No, I don't have that on. Oh, my thumb. Where'd it go? Oh, my thumb.
Okay.
Here I am. You can't see my thumb though. Oh, there.
Nope. See, the problem is you've got some kind of filter. Can you just take all the filtering off your camera so we can actually see you?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
You know how to remove the background?
That's a good question.
Just take the filter off.
How do I take off the filter?
I can guide you. Do you want me to guide you?
Oh,
I can see. Okay, you've got a brace on your right hand, right?
Yeah, my thumb's all messed up.
Okay, all right. We have what we need, though. So, did you break it, or what's going on with your thumb?
No, it's all. It comes up every few years. I write a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's also people who play a lot of video games get it, that I don't play video games.
Is it carpal tunnel?
Possibly. It's just it's just all out of whack. So I've got to go have an orthopedist put a shot in it. But it's just messed up. And when I was feeling the pain in my heart, it suddenly connected like down my arms to my thumbs.
Oh, fascinating. So when you say you do a lot of writing, do you like write longhand or type, or what do you do?
Yeah. Oh, I do both, but I write longhand a lot. Yeah.
Can I just give you a quick technical tip?
Sure.
Do you know that you can dictate and have just the words come up on the screen just through your voice?
Well, yeah, it doesn't come up very well though, but yeah, thanks. I've done that before.
Have you used Google Docs and used their voice typing feature?
No, I've done it with Apple.
Okay, so try this. It works super well for me, and I've yet to have anyone I've recommended who doesn't love it. Mm-hmm. So Google Docs works on any internet-connected device of any brand. Mm-hmm. And if you open a Google Docs, whether it's on your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, under Tools, choose Voice Typing. And
oh, cool.
And then as long as your device has a microphone, they all do. start to, and the words will come right up on the screen.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to do that.
Every time I write anything, I'm voice typing it. I don't do
anymore. I'll have to do that.
So that will take a lot of the stress off your hand, and that alone may save a lot of this problem you're having with your right hand, not having to type or write by hand. Okay.
Great. Thanks. That's fabulous.
I mean, Google, they got their act together. They licensed the technology from Dragon, which is a premier voice dictation company. So it's really good stuff.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Yeah. That'll
thanks.
Save a lot of wear and tear on your body there. Okay. All right. So anyhow, but let's get the healing done for your heart and your hand. So I assume there's emotional clearing happening in your heart chakra. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. It's emotional. It's a generational thing, I think.
Okay. All right. So that's all we need to know to help you. So you just relax and I'll guide the rest of us. So here we go. So everyone, do this invocation out loud if possible, silently if you must. Here we go. Allies, please flow the energy through me for Patricia's highest good, for the healing of her heart chakra and her right hand. This or something better. Highest could be done. Starting now, thank you. All right, that's all the words. Relax and just everyone be a conduit again. And Patricia, you just relax and receive. Whoa, it started and it shut right down. Are you resisting, Patricia?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, yeah, just stay really open. Let's everyone try it again. Just stay relaxed. It's really critical that no one use effort, no one deliberately visualize or make effort to flow the energy. That will shut it down in the way we do the work. So everyone just relax and be passive and just be hollow reed, just be pipeline. That's better. It's coming back up, yeah. And remember, if you're on the recording, you affect it too. All this happens beyond time and space via the Akashic Records. So you are just as active a participant from the recording as if you're on the live call. So we need everybody on board for it to work. Thank you. Yeah, that's feeling so much better. Good. Now we're cooking. All right. And that same shutdown effect can happen if someone gets distracted. That's why I ask people to only do this, as if you're right here in the room with me. I'm not just being controlling. It actually is necessary for the effectiveness of the work. Yeah, we've got a good flow now. Thank you, everybody. Are you feeling that flow there, Patricia?
Yes.
All right. We're cooking now. Everyone's doing great. Just keep doing. Or not doing, as the case may be. Okay, a lot of surrogate healing is happening. So if you're feeling some of Patricia's stuff coming through you, just relax and let it go through you. The allies always clean up after themselves, so you'll be fine. Whoa, that's kind of crystalline. Do you feel that crystalline energy there, Patricia?
Yes, so beautiful.
Yeah, nice. And the allies are now blessing everybody with healing right now. Sarah, everyone is just hollow read, and everybody's getting what they need right now. And Patricia's getting just as much healing as ever. So she's not being shortchanged at all. The allies have plenty for everybody. There's also a merging happening. Those who are conscious enough will notice there's a beautiful blending happening at a higher level of all of us. So if you're aware of that, just enjoy that in the mix. Stay passive. And those who are conscious of that level, the reality of the healing is different. It's not so much energy flowing as just a merging of being. And the merged energy is what creates the healing. If you're not conscious at that level, but at a kind of the lower level down, then it feels like there's a flow of energy from you to Patricia. It's all the same thing, just perceived differently at different levels. Truth is relative. Well, that's kind of an intense full body healing, isn't it, Patricia?
Yes.
Just relax into that. Every cell's getting it. That's great. And I believe others are also feeling this full body bliss effect. Just enjoy that if it's happening to you. Yeah, there is so much happening right now. Everyone just be really passive. And each of us will have whatever experience serves our highest good right now. Patricia's healing is still happening, but there's a lot more going on. So just whatever your experience is, relax into that now. I can't possibly narrate it. There's just too many things happening for too many people. Too much variety to verbalize. Yeah, Patricia, feel how they're kind of easing you back into your body now.
Yes.
And again, as always, bringing as much of the higher vibration in as they can. Mm-hmm. So just let them gently, gradually take care of that for you. And others are having a similar experience too. Yeah. So everybody, including Patricia, just let them bring this beautiful vibration into your body. Each person getting exactly that mix of frequencies that serves you right now. The allies are grateful to all of us for serving. Everyone's being rewarded. Does that feel all settled in, Patricia?
Yes.
And how do your hand and your heart feel?
I feel fabulous. I just feel going wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Any loose ends?
I'm sorry?
Any loose ends that need dealing with?
No, no.
All right. We'll call it done then. Thank you. All right. Well done, Patricia. Well done, everyone else. And we have just a moment left. So anyone who was not in the hot seat or has a comment on what it was like to be a conduit person tonight, we have just a moment for any feedback on that. If you want to speak it or type it, you know, any feedback is fine here in our last handful of minutes here.
This is awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Patricia. Thanks for being our final volunteer of the night. So again, I'll mute Patricia. So anyone who has any feedback or questions about what we've done, you are welcome to step up now. If not, we'll just soak in the residual. Actually, I should, while we're waiting for feedback, I'll go ahead and close the container. Anjali says, one of our most potent individual healing calls, great flow throughout. Yeah, they told me to make it a best of, so we'll do that. All right, so I'm going to close the container, and then we'll leave just a moment for feedback at the end. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coachan in tea, Kui-chi. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful event, this beautiful energy. Thanks for helping everyone out and blessing those who served. So grateful, allies, to have your support to do this beautiful work. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you. I ask you to stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much, allies. So profoundly grateful for the privilege of doing this work. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, the container is closed. And we're almost at 9:30. So if y'all need to go, that's fine. Pancha avatars type super duper. Sort of like super duper, I think. Anyone who's got questions or comments, we'll hang out briefly for those. So you can type it, you can speak it, whatever. Ooh, that's a nice frequency they're bringing down. Thank you, allies. All right, last call for questions or comments. Okay. Thank you all. This has been an awesome event. Super grateful for everyone who shows up always on our events. It is a total co-creation, and every one of you makes a really profound difference by being here. Thanks so much, live or on the recording. All right. Good night, everyone. And tomorrow night, we do our community support call. So please show up for that if you'd like to hang out and chat with your fellow members and me. And I look forward to hanging out with you guys tomorrow night, too. That one's not recorded, so come live if you want to be part of it. 8 p.m. Eastern, Thursday. Thank you, and good night.